Here's a follow-up to yesterday's interview with a CEO who retired before the age of 106, Lee Iacocca.
Always follow the market. I tried to do it when people changed and the minivan market was for soccer moms and so forth.
Lee Iacocca spoke of promoting minivans and Jeep Cherokees when he led Chrysler. That led to questions in our interview about whether he set the stage for a later boom in gas-guzzling SUVs. Well, if you're driving along and you see one of those minivans, do you say, oh my gosh, the fuel mileage on that thing? I wish I'd never...
It's not too bad, by the way. It's pretty good. Of course, loaded with seven kids in it. A lot of gear you're carrying around, you know.
Gets a little bit worse. All of which triggered the road rage of a miniman driver, Peter Sagal, host of the NPR program Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
My esteemed colleague Steve Inskeep defamed minivans, not only equating them with those monstrosities of the American road, SUVs, but actually blaming minivans for beginning the decline of the American automotive industry. As a minivan driver, I rise in my homely vehicle's defense. Actually, I don't need to rise, as my seating position is already happily situated above most other cars. Not to dominate and intimidate. No, I like to look over my fellow drivers so I can better care for them. A minivan is a vehicle that says to the world, hey, I'm not in a hurry. I'm here to enjoy the scenery through my expansive sheets of window glass. A minivan says, I am comfortable with myself, who I am, how much hair I have left, how much I weigh now. There are those that say a minivan is emasculating, and so those poor, insecure people buy Hummers or expensive bullet-shaped sports cars. If a car is symbolic of the owner's manhood, well then, my manhood is capacious and large, and like Walt Whitman, contains multitudes. My manhood, in fact, has room for seven passengers, and in addition, my manhood has a luggage rack. An SUV says to the world, back off, pal, don't tempt my wrath. I will make you wish you never got behind the wheels of your pissant little Honda. But in contrast, a minivan signals happiness, peace, joy. It carries with it the promise of children, the next generation of minivan drivers, in larval form. It also can carry a full-size piece of plywood in case some SUV driver throws a rock through your window. They do that sometimes. Frankly, I don't trust them. A minivan gets good gas mileage. Not superb gas mileage, we minivanners don't like to brag, but good. Most minivans these days are built on sedan platforms, meaning we get the same mileage as a full-size car, except we use our precious fossil fuels to carry more stuff. Stuff like children and their juice boxes. So, deride us no further. Give a minivan a spin one of these days, and of course I mean that idiomatically because minivans don't really spin. They proceed slowly, cautiously, happily. When you're out there, look around for a particular blue minivan, a little battered from its years of joyful use, with me in the driver's seat. You can tell it's me because I'll be the one desperately looking for an exit. From the road, I mean, not the minivan. I love my minivan. Hey, in fact, do you want to swap for a while? You know, what do you drive? Is it something with a gear shift? Hell, is it moderately clean inside? Tell you what, you get anything cooler than a Subaru Legacy, I'm your guy. Give me a call.
Righteous Indignation from Peter Sagal, host of the NPR program Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.